This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times afternoon briefing on Thursday, the 23rd of March. Financial experts are predicting interest rates will go up today after a shock rise in the cost of living. Inflation increased from 10.1% in January to 10.4% in February, driven by the rising cost of food. Sarah Hewin is the chief economist at Standard Chartered Bank.
I think there's a pretty solid expectation that there will be a quarter point hike in rates today. That would take the bank rate up to 4.25%. So I think the jury was out really at the start of the week, but then we had these much higher than expected inflation numbers, and that's really swung the view to believing that there will be an interest rate increase today.
Boris Johnson would win a by-election comfortably if he was suspended as a result of the investigation into claims he misled Parliament, according to one of his most senior allies. Former Cabinet Minister Jacob Rees-Mogg says the former PM's won in the court of public opinion, and it's quite clear that he behaved properly. Mr. Johnson accepts that he misled Parliament over lockdown parties at Number 10 during the pandemic, but says that he did not do so intentionally or recklessly. And he told the Privileges Committee his attendance at several Number 10 leaving drinks was a necessary part of his working life as Prime Minister. Jacob Rees-Mogg has told us he thought his evidence was very convincing.
The rules on what you could do in a workplace were essentially a best efforts rule in terms of social distancing. If you had to be in an office, you had to be in an office, and then you had to try and do your best to maintain social distancing, but you were allowed to carry on with the ordinary business of an office. And therefore it was perfectly reasonable of the Prime Minister to think that the farewell events that were held were the ordinary business of the office.
Sir Keir Starmer will promise to halve levels of violence against women and girls within a decade if Labour takes office. In a speech in Stoke-on-Trent, the Labour leader will say this is personal, as crime is the unfinished business in my life's work. He will also pledge to halve serious violent crime and raise confidence in the police and criminal justice system in the wake of the damning report by Baroness Casey into Scotland Yard this week. The Shadow Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, has told Times Radio changes are desperately needed.
Confidence in policing has dropped, and that does reflect some of the issues in Louise Casey's really damning report around standards in policing, but it also reflects the fact that, frankly, very often people feel when something goes wrong, no one comes and nothing is done. And too often, actually, action isn't taken. We've seen a really big drop, for example, in the number of criminals being prosecuted.
A report found that more than 140,000 children were severely absent from school last summer, warning that children are at risk of disengaging with education entirely. The affected pupils have been described by one MP as the ghost children of the pandemic. Severe absence is defined as spending more time out of school than in. Alice Wilcock is from the think tank Centre for Social Justice, which carried out the research.
We also heard of some children whose parents hadn't set strong routines. So something that had come out really strongly was post-pandemic was a lot of gaming addictions. A lot of children not wanting to leave the house, or a lot of children who stay up past midnight playing games, and their parents find it really difficult to get them out of bed in the morning.
Sammy Wright is a deputy head and has told Times Radio teachers are seeing a pattern emerging.
Once a student starts to become persistently absent, then that means that their bonds with students in school are weaker. It means that their routines are weaker. And it means that they, when they do get into lessons, they feel like they're underachieving because they don't know what happened the last lesson or the week before. So they feel worse in the lessons.
And the Prince of Wales has laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier in Warsaw. William's late grandmother, the Queen, and the Duke of Edinburgh did the same during their state visit to Poland in 1996. On the second day of his surprise trip to the country, the Prince was greeted by a guard of honour and spent around 10 minutes at the monument. On the wreath was a note reading, "In memory of those who made the ultimate sacrifice." And you can hear more on all these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Manveen Rana from The Story, a daily news podcast from The Times. Join me and my co-host, Luke Jones, for a deep dive into the big stories and investigations. Plus, each month, William Hague hosts an agenda-setting interview with a key newsmaker or big thinker. That's The Story, The Times' daily podcast that brings you one remarkable story told in depth. Listen every weekday on The Times Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.